Now, when it comes to sensitive issues such as domestic violence, expressing concerns socially or publicly is often difficult and stigmatized. And then when the pressure of emotional thoughts surrounding these issues compounds this, severe complications can develop. Well, writing can be a useful processing tool to deal with troubling emotions. And we're joined on the line now by Elizabeth Blade, who's an author, to discuss the potential of writing to help. Elizabeth, thanks for your time.
Thank you very much for having me on. Thanks.
No problem. So you've written a poetry book aimed at breaking the silence, or at least contributing to the already existing literature on domestic violence. What motivated you to write this book of poems?
Well, it's as you mentioned before, it's something that needs to be addressed. It needs to be talked about because it's happening everywhere in the globe, and something it's happened to people I know, and it's very close to home. And I've been writing poetry for a lot of years, ever since I was a child, and it's compelled me to write about such a raw and emotional subject. And poetry can be very raw and emotional, so I just put pen to the paper, and that's what I did.
For sure. And was it difficult to share such a personal part of your life?
Oh, most definitely. Look, some of the, actually one of the poems I wrote was way back in high school, and it was inspired by, just something I've heard about. And a lot of these poems that I have written are inspired by other things that I've heard and seen over the years. And I've worked rather closely with people that have gone through this, and It is absolutely sad and tragic what these people have gone through. And some people I've known before and then after what's happened to them in regards to domestic violence, and they are completely different people, but they are so strong and they're such wonderful people. And sadly, we end up putting the trust in the wrong people, and horrible things happen to good people, sadly. Mm.
And because it is so stigmatized, or just, shameful, there's this associated shame, unfortunately, with domestic violence. What can literature offer those dealing with these, troubling emotions and the pain that comes with it?
Well, for me, writing the pain out with very sad and emotional things that have happened in my life, it has helped me tremendously, because and it's like talking to somebody. It could take a weight off your shoulders. It could release a feeling that you are feeling. And if you put it down in writing or in any form, even speaking it, it's very therapeutic. And it has helped me through such troubling and horrifying times in my life. It's something I encourage others to do. A lot of people say, I can't write it. And I said, well, if you can't write it, then talk it out. There's a lot of audio that could be done. You can, record voices on your phone and talk it out. And it's just a way of an expression. And for a way to write it or to talk it out, express yourself.
Mm, for sure. And Elizabeth, I understand that you have an excerpt from your book of poems you'd like to share with us. So if you wanted to, we'd be very interested in hearing it.
Yes, my book is called A Rising Moon on Domestic Violence. Mm. And I'll just read a short from that. This poem's called It Needs to End. Yet violence needs to end. We need to be lovers and friends. We should at least be civil towards one another. Deep down, aren't we all just sisters and brothers of this land? We should walk hand in hand. We should all just rejoice. We really do have a choice. Instead, we tear each other down. We get laughed at and kicked to the ground. We need others when they aren't around. Domestic violence is everywhere, in every corner, in every place in the world. It needs to end. Nobody needs to live in fear. We need to solve problems, but not with weapons or fists. Loved ones shouldn't be hit. They should be kissed. What in this world have we missed? Have we lost our way? Have we forgotten how to care? When you call out, will someone be there? watch the signs when domestic violence has taken place, reach out, get help, seek, and you shall find. Healing can be done over time.
Wow. Elizabeth, thank you so much for sharing that. It's powerful. And I'm sure your poetry will help many other women who are in the same situation and need, you know, some assistance, some support from others who have been through the same thing. So thank you so much, Elizabeth, for your time on the show, and do have a great day. Thank you.
You have a great day too. And thank you for listening.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Elizabeth. Bye.
Bye.